4567. 4567, I got your mechanic rolling. What's going on?
Yes, this morning when I was leaving the yard, the bus dropped down under 120 PSI. I would not engage. And then I had to shut it off and start it again. Finally built pressure, was able to go. It's doing the same thing, and I'd like to get a trade. There's obviously an air leak.
All right. Well, I have to have the truck see you before we do any trades. We don't just do trades anymore. So is it only doing it like at your layover, or is it doing it like as you're driving en route?
Every time I stop, it will, well, not, no, every time I stop during a layover, it will drop down. And it takes me about 3 minutes to build pressure, making me late. So I'm currently behind 3 buses and running late.
So you said layover. So just like when you were at your layover at Columbia and 17th, or every time you stop to service a stop to get passengers?
At a layover, when it's shut off for an extended amount of time, even 3 minutes, it will drop pressure.
Okay. So go ahead and continue in service. I'll see if the truck clears up. And if they can see you at Tigard, I'm not sure if that'll happen or not. They're on another call. If not, I'll get you seen when you get back downtown.
Do I have permission to keep the bus running in that case? Because the next run is extremely busy.
No, I can't let you leave the bus on if the temperatures aren't up. But at Tigard, when you have your break, you know, just go ahead. You could run out and start it a few minutes earlier than normal. You know, go ahead and run out and start it like at 7:41 or something, 5 minutes early so it can air up.
Yeah, great. Have a good day.
Thank you. 6:49.